Whilst Magic, a young golden retriever, may love chasing a stick, curling up on a rug, and enjoying a biscuit as much as the next dog, he is certainly no ordinary dog. Trained by Milton Keynes-based organisation Medical Detection Dogs, he can sniff out when his owner, Claire Pesterfield, a sufferer of type 1 diabetes, is about to suffer an attack brought on by low sugar levels in her blood that could lead to her losing consciousness. I spoke to Claire about how this extraordinary dog helps her to lead a more ordinary life.
I am the lead children's diabetes nurse, and I also happen to have type 1 diabetes, which I've had since being a teenager. And my issue is that when my blood sugar drops, I don't get the normal warning signs that other people do to warn me that this is happening. So I end up just collapsing or having a seizure or going into a coma. So Magic, basically, has been trained to tell me when these episodes are about to happen.
And now, tell me a bit about Magic. He's currently lying on the floor, probably wanting a belly rub right now.
Magic is a he. He's 2.5 years old, and he's a Labrador Golden Retriever cross. And he's been trained by a charity called Medical Detection Dogs to tell me when my blood glucose level is going too high or too low.
So you say you have type 1 diabetes. Obviously, there's two forms. Could you tell me a bit about the warning symptoms that other people would normally see?
Most people, when their blood sugar drops, they feel hungry, shaky, sweaty. They can feel their heart racing. People with diabetes often complain that they've got tingling in their lips or their fingers. And that's due to the response that the body gives off by releasing adrenaline and other stress hormones. But my body, for some reason, won't do that. So I basically am either conscious or unconscious.
For people that don't have Magic in their lives, you're very lucky, obviously, what can they do if they don't have a dog?
Well, this kind of unawareness is fairly uncommon, so it won't happen in a lot of patients with diabetes. And we manage it really by having to test the blood sugar level a lot. So before I got Magic, I was testing every hour, every 2 hours, even overnight, to check that things were okay. But obviously, you know, you can only do that for so long, and many patients will be relying on parents or partners, you know, to help care for them in those situations.
That's a big responsibility, and also very impractical if you're trying to lead a normal life. You want to go out to work, you want to socialise. That's not very suitable.
So they can look for symptoms that we might be showing, but we don't recognise ourselves. So generally you might look a bit pale, or you might be a bit more argumentative or aggressive to your partner, which was sometimes my case. Well, that's what I blamed it on. But sometimes they would spot it again when you were unconscious or about to fall unconscious, but then they could at least be there to manage it and treat it for you.
So now back to Magic. How has he been trained?
What happened first of all is that I had to go and meet a variety of dogs to see which one I liked and which dogs like me. And it all works on a bond system. So if the dog likes you, they're going to want to alarm you. If the dog doesn't like you, they'll let you collapse, because then they'll just eat all your treats without you being able to stop them. It was a bit like speed dating with dogs. Ooh. And I chose Magic. Magic chose me. And then he was trained using my breath samples. So every time I was hypo. Hypo is a low blood sugar level. It's a posh word we use it for. I would blow onto these sample pots, and then the instructors at Medical Detection Dogs would train Magic to alert when he gets that smell. And when he doesn't alert, he gets a food reward, which is what it's all about.
So it's kind of the positive reinforcement when he finds the right sample. Is this just because he has a really advanced olfactory system? He's got a really good sense of smell. Is there anything else about him that makes him so good at doing this?
Magic, to be honest, is a bit of a muppet. If you took away his nose, he's a complete muppet with no common sense. It is all about his nose. And we know that a dog's nose is anywhere between 100,000 and 1,000,000 times better than ours. And that their sense of smell is absolutely amazing. So we know that a lot of conditions have a smell of some description. It's harnessing what that smell is and then training the dog to react to that smell. We don't actually know what it is that the dog is smelling, so we can't actually isolate what it is at the minute. But again, because our sense of smell is so poor, we can't notice any difference at all.
So at the Medical Detection Dogs, the organisation that Magic came from, what else are they training these dogs to do? I believe there's something into cancer detection, but also other conditions.
Yeah, they're doing some amazing work, and they're actually one of the world leaders in this area. So they've got dogs for Addison's disease, so they can detect when there's low stress hormone levels in people, and they can alert them to that so they can actually treat that before falling into a coma. They've also got peanut allergy dogs, and the dogs are trained to alert their owner to traces of nuts. So again, that prevents them going into anaphylaxis. And they're also obviously doing cancer detection work. And they've just started a big study looking at whether dogs can detect breast cancer from breath samples.
Anything else you'd like to say about Magic and how amazing he is? Would you like to give him a thanks?
Well, yeah, obviously I do have to thank Magic, although he is costing me a fortune in dog treats. But actually, it's just a thank you to medical detection dogs as well, because without them, I could be dead by now. So having Magic allows me to live a normal life, which is priceless.
So it would seem the saying, dogs are a man's best friend, certainly rings true for Claire and her dog, Magic.